Yes, 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 Jerry is blessed. Jerry is blessed. The presence of the Lord will hover about. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We can cheer for the Lord because he is good and his mercy endures forever. You know, when the power of darkness reigns, you know, sometimes people are just, you know, like, what's going on? And it's like they can't say the truth, but it's obvious the power of darkness reigns. You know? And I really do, I don't have any doubt. I guess I don't have any doubt about this, that I believe that in 2016, the Lord gave us an opportunity to return to the Lord. I believe that Donald Trump and his imperfectness, we are all imperfect, but he loved this country, and he was a Cyrus. And the Lord gave opportunity to America and through America to the world to interrupt the power of darkness. And so even though darkness was lashing at him and doing everything it could to stop him, there was peace. There was no fear except for in those people that have the derangement syndrome, that they were inoculated with a hate for Donald Trump and then allowed something worse to be inoculated. And I want to say this too about us. I believe that we have had victories in our church over that attack from the enemy. And the enemy might have been rejoicing when he was able to take Christina. But I will tell you this, that Danica is going to make him pay with her little life. But we have, you know, from before they started that, my affection for any vaccine was lost. And so I was already praying, God, don't let anybody that has that, anyone who is inoculated with that, suffer from it. Now, some people can say that, you know, well, Christina never had it. No, she didn't. But unfortunately, in the hospital, the powers of darkness served up worse poison than the disease ever could. And so we praise the Lord no matter what, you know. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so we had four of some of the greatest years that we had in our country. But the people, including too many of God's people who are called by his name, did not appreciate what God had done. And we have seen darkness in charge. But he's not taking charge of us. He's not taking charge of the body of Christ. We're going to see. And many are going to come to the truth. And many who have been blind and ignorant are going to have a wake up. And they are going to say to the Lord, Lord, what have we done? What were we thinking? But those who keep their eyes on the Lord, he will renew their strength. And we will run and not grow weary, and we will walk and we will not faint. We have been inoculated with the presence of God. And we are going to be addicted to the presence of God. You know? Last week, on Sunday, I went to the jail. Some of you know this story, but some of you don't. The first guy that came in was a young man. He sat down. All he said was, I needed this. his cousin had been killed in a hit-and-run accident in Florida. And he was despondent. In fact, that's why he was the first one in, because he was in lockdown because he was suicidal. But thanks to the goodness of God and the favor of the Hughes County Jail, they don't normally get to come in lockdown. But when they're suicidal, they make sure they come. And that young man told me that he was in that cell, and he said, I was bored. I just started talking out loud, talking about, I just want to be gone. I just want to be dead. And he said a guy in the other lockdown hammered on the wall and said, you don't want that, man. You go to hell. That all you need is Jesus. So when they came and said, you want to go to chapel? He came to chapel. And he gave his heart to the Lord. And in between him and the final one, which is the rest of the story, there were three young ladies that gave their hearts to the Lord. And then they said, could you wait? Can you stay just a little bit longer? We have another guy that's in lockdown, and he'd really like to come to chapel. And every now and then, God gives them such favor. The Spirit of God talks to the officers, and they brought him in. And he sat down. He was the guy on the other side of the wall that had been reading the Bible since the first time that he ever came to chapel. And I said, have you ever been born again? He said, no, but I'd like to. And he received Christ. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I just shake my head in wonder. And then Wednesday, it was the same story. People coming to the Lord. It's funny to watch them. One of the groups, when they came in, there was three girls. There was a girl sitting here, a girl here, and a girl sitting here. And as I was talking, and I was talking about David, I was talking about creating me a clean heart, talking about those things, and the girl on the outside and the girl on the outside was looking at the girl on the inside. Just kept watching. I said, there's something going on here. The girl in the middle got saved. I looked at the two on the outside. I said, you were praying for her, weren't you? Yeah. We all live in the same room. We needed her saved. And then another gal. God has just been offering salvation. And so you just ask. And there were a couple of gals that got saved during the service as we were talking. I said, have you received Christ? And it was like, just now. But there was one girl in the front, and I said, have you been born again? I said, would you like to be? Well, we prayed for her, and she got saved. And afterwards, she said, do you ever talk to people about anger? I have so much anger. I said, pay attention. I think your anger is going to dissipate. So I prayed for her. I said, did you feel that? She said, I don't know. I said, well, God heard us. I'm anxious to go back to see what more the Lord is doing. But folks, that's your prayers. That's your work in the kingdom of God. I get to be a voice. But your prayers are what do it. They just are. You got to know that. You've got to grab a hold of that. You got to shout about that once in a while. You got to just be grateful that how powerful your prayers are, because your prayers make the difference. You just need to. It's just too wonderful. But that's probably 10 people that specifically gave their lives to the Lord in April. And then you add my 92-year-old Victory, and you can't help but believe, like what Fred said, it's coming. The eyes of understanding is being opened. The ugliness is being exposed. It's being put on display. And more people have got to recognize it. More and more people, I believe, are. By the Lord, there are people going, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And when you get convinced enough that something's wrong, there's an opening for God. There's an opening. But here's the deal, folks. Be alert. Watch for the opening. I've been wanting that 92-year-old. I've been looking for the opportunity. I've gone determined this was the day. But you know something? God has different plans. But when it is God's day, it happens. You know? And when it started, it was obvious that it must be the Lord's time. Because the distractor did his best to distract, to stop, to quash the conversation, to even try to tell me, well, today must not be the day. Hey, I'm smarter than that. I've been around for a long time. When that's going on, something's going on. I think we're making progress. You know? You're making progress. You are making progress. There are things happening that we don't know and we don't see. But by faith, we believe. And the places where you think that you're making the least progress and where it'll never work out, learn to shout. Learn to rejoice. Because you see, those are places. Jesus had been through the dark spot when he came and they arrested him. And his statement to them was, Jesus spoke to the leading priests and the captains of the temple guard and the elders who had come for him. And he said, am I some dangerous revolutionary that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But he said, this is your moment. The time when the power of darkness reigns. Sometimes, folks, the power of darkness reigns. The power of darkness takes every opportunity that it can. But, you know, Jesus wasn't afraid of that. Because he knew the rest of the story. Makes a lot of difference when you're confident of the rest of the story. That the devil who thinks that he has won a victory is setting himself up for terrible defeat. And so we can look at those times when it looks like the power of darkness has the power. When it's raining. And in some people's lives, darkness is raining. Some people's lives, darkness is ruling. But in the name of Jesus, not mine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to learn how to say whoa to our thoughts. Whoa to our fears. Whoa to our sickness. Woe to our complaining. Woe to our whatever. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not me. That's not for me. Whoa. I honestly, I heard that so clear when we were going, oh, whoa. Say, let's sing our victory. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shuts down the darkness. Shuts down fear. Shuts down the confusion. Anyway, it at least brings a moment to speak to the mountain. To speak to the mountain. This is your time when the power of darkness reigns. Jesus has won the victory. Faith has won the victory. Death has been defeated. In his mind, it was already over. But it was an opportunity for them to consider when he said the power of darkness reigns, where the power of darkness was reigning. It was reigning in their hearts, reigning in their minds. It was reigning. It was ruling. It had them by the throat. That power of darkness had Judas by the throat. A simple woe. Pilate could have listened to his wife. She said, "Don't have anything to do with him. I've had a terrible dream about him. Don't. But the power of darkness had Pilate in such a place that I got to do something. I got to show these people that I'm in power here. I don't find anything wrong with him. I find nothing wrong with him. He's perfect as far as I can tell, but whip him." Sometimes maybe we're a little like Pilate. Sometimes our minds are spinning. The Spirit is speaking. Sometimes we do things that we know better than to do. We say things that we know better than to say. We think things that we need to woe. But through Christ, we can either stop and beat that thing. Or we can come back humbled and ready to say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, help me." I mean, Peter, the power of darkness had to be reigning pretty strong for a little bit for him to deny him and to deny him and to deny him. He saw perfectly well how important it was to receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I've been with you, but then I'll be in you." Jesus wasn't there to say, Peter. They don't want this. But in the one account, he was there as soon as he did it the third time going, "I'm glad I don't think I'm." You know, we can try to measure things, you know, and try to decide, you know, if we're up at that level or we're a little below that level. But when we have Christ in us and the Holy Spirit lives in us, that doesn't give us comfort. It's only putting Jesus at the top, you know. There's no sense in us trying to say, "Well, I'm not so bad." That's probably the worst of anything. I mean, that is probably the greatest sin of all. I know there's a lot of other ones, you know. But I'm not so bad. Oh, come on. You know? If we do that, we've just been grabbed a hold of by the darkness. For just a moment, the darkness has reigned. That doesn't mean we're possessed. It just means we have opened a door. But thank God, the Holy Spirit, he doesn't like that kind of a taste in us, you know? It's like, "Okay, enough already." You know? I had a guy call me on my way home from jail, and He had some questions about things. You ever have somebody ask you a question about something, but they won't listen to what you have to say? You know? You begin to answer, and before you get the answer out, there comes another bye, 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 bye. You know, I thought we were writing a bop song. You know? But every now and then, the Lord gives me liberty or tells me to be bold, and so there come times when I say, just quit. You called me. Let me finish what I'm trying to explain to you. Are you still there? Yeah? Okay, here we go. Get about 18 words into an explanation and just can't help himself. Oop, it comes again, you know? But by the time we got done and we prayed, he just couldn't hardly talk. The Spirit of the Lord is good. And we can woe us, woe, woe, woe. And we can woe others. We can defeat that power of darkness that is acting like it's raining. Because you see, at this point, when that power of darkness were raining, they weren't raining, were they? They were just raining in the lives of those who were doing the devil's bidding. But Jesus wasn't afraid. Jesus wasn't discouraged. And he got to see little things. You know, if you pay attention, you'll see little things that God is doing. And when you see something little that God is doing, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord. Make it bigger. Don't shrink it by questioning, by doubting. Make it bigger. Oh yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know? Pray for people at the post office. Pray for strangers on the street. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You know? Shut the door. Lock out the devil. The darkness. Because Jesus knew. Jesus knew. He, you know, the Super Bowl winners and the NBA winners and all the winners, you know, the winners. They have these big parades for the winners, you know. That parade that Jesus marched to the cross that was ugly, that was terrible, was far greater than the parade when he came into town and they said, blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. Isn't that something? Sometimes those awful paths, those awful trails, those awful looking things turn out to be great victories. And we may not feel them, and we may not be able to see them, but we can declare them. We can declare them. Remember what Jesus said to Pilate? You don't have any power. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you have the power. Think about this. If I said one word, you'd see real power. I ain't going to do that. I don't need to do that. I got a better plan. It would have been nice in the Bible if Jesus would have just leaned into Pilate and said, you should have listened to your wife. You should have listened to your wife. But your ears were stopped. You ever feel like your ears might be a little stopped? You know? Well, your ears can be stopped, but your heart can still recognize the voice of God. Isn't that good? I recently heard someone talking about, you know, he was talking about the truth. And he said, our source of truth is the Bible. Yeah? No. Oh, Pastor, you're saying the Bible isn't? Pause for suspense. Our source of truth, it's a living word. It's Jesus. So I just sent a short text to Helen Blackford. And I said, you do realize that there are people that died for their faith before there was a Bible? This Bible, not this one in particular, the Bible, the Gideons have been putting Bibles in motels forever. Now, I read in that Bible, I never read the Bible, the whole Bible, but I read in that Bible often, looking for the truth. But without the guidance of the Holy Spirit or somebody who has the Holy Spirit or the Word of God piercing our hearts, it's just a book, folks. There's a lot of people that have memorized chapters, books. Maybe there's people probably that have the whole Bible memorized, but they don't know the God of the Bible. And they're counting on that. They're like Nicodemus, who Jesus said, you got to be born again. You know, you're a teacher of the law, but you need to be born again. You need to be born again. That's what makes the difference for us. We were born again. You know? And then because we're born again, then we know it's all here. But you know which words are the most powerful in the life? The ones that are hid in your heart so that you cannot sin against him. It troubles me sometimes. For some odd known reason, a while back, I started using two journals. That's a really dumb thing to do. And I think that I have a sorting system of which ones I want to write what in. But sometimes I write one in the one that I didn't think I wrote it in. And so when I'm looking for something, I have to go and figure out where I wrote it. And while I'm doing that, I'm hoping, I hope I remember to put this in my Evernote. Evernote is faithful. It only has the notes that I put in there. It doesn't grab the other ones. Sometimes I have ones in my journal that I take pictures of and I stick in my Evernote because I want them out of my journal into my Evernote. But that was not the case with this note that I was looking for. But I had to find it. And while I was having to find it, I'm thinking, I need to find this soon. Time's coming. One time, LeVon said to me, when I said I had little problems and didn't get everything done at just the right time, said, why don't you start earlier? Just like her dad. I'm just kidding. I'm the early one. I want to be early. I want to be early. I don't like technical difficulties. I don't like that kind of stuff, you know? And so I'm thinking in that. Honestly, I'm thinking, LeVon will tell me again I should have started earlier. You know? But I got a remedy for that. I don't tell LeVon anymore. So she can't tell me. But you just know if I don't get here early, she's going to say to Bob, he must not have started early enough. Anyway, I don't know. I'm playing with you there. But the thing is that the Lord was not telling me, but the enemy was saying, I'll just forget it and do something else. No, we're not going to just do something else. Besides, I got an email this morning that I can't go to the jail. So hang in there, folks. I'm just kidding. We'll be done soon. You know? But the enemy does lots of things to try to infect you with his power of darkness. He's good at what he does. But you're not a slave to it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It could be that even some of you or people who will listen to this maybe, that there's some darkness and they've been groping in the dark rather than turning on the light. You know? It's kind of like being in a dream and you can't get out of the dream. Sometimes I get up early and it's dark in the room and I'm groping for things, but I don't want to wake Vicki up. And so I'm groping for things and I'm thinking I should just turn on the light. And then wisdom comes to me. And no, I should not just turn on the light. If we turn to the Lord, wisdom will come to us. If we recognize, wait a second, this isn't light, this isn't peace, this isn't joy, this isn't pleasure, this isn't love, this isn't patience, this isn't gentle, this isn't kind, you know, this is not that. Okay, then, that eliminates God. So then I won't be going against God if I turn and bring that in captive, bringing every thought captive. Bringing every thought captive. Don't grope in the darkness. Don't fear the darkness. Don't lie. Don't deny God's ability to light up the darkness. You know, sometimes sometimes folks, we can just close ourselves in a room and lock the door and bar it up to keep out the truth in our temporary honor of darkness, our temporary love affair with darkness. We can have those. We can have those. But we don't want to keep those. We want to throw open the door and walk into the arms of the Lord. He needs us. He needs us. Oh, God doesn't need anything. No, he doesn't, but he does. He needs us to love him. He needs us to honor him. He needs us to choose him. Because those who choose him and honor him and need him open the door for those other things. So remember to keep your eyes open for those open doors. Where darkness is standing in the way, but the Lord is ready to put light there. Sometimes when people are most resistant, it's because they're ready to give up. Jesus left the 99 to go find the one who was lost. Be aware, your enemy, the devil, looks about seeking whom he can devour. The darkness looks for places to go, but do you know darkness can't exist in light? Jesus said, you're the light of the world. Remember who you are. Remember your position. Remember what you have. Don't bow down to what the enemy has. Remember what you have. 36 years ago, I was standing in the delivery room at St. Mary's Hospital in Pierre. It ain't St. Mary's anymore, but that's what it was. And that was when Michael was born. And when I was the only one that knew Michael, and God knew Michael. And the doctor probably did too, but he didn't have enough guts to say anything. And I didn't have any response. He was my son. I wasn't even thinking along any terms. And the Lord said, love him. And through the ceiling of that hospital came love. And it's always the same when I think about it. The love of God. And then the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that is given us. And so whenever darkness tries to reign, whenever my patience, part of my love, joy, peace, begins to be tested. I can remember that moment when love came down. And I will always sing about when your love came down. There are things. You have bullets that you don't know about. But if you ask the Lord to remind you about your artillery, then yes, there's no doubt you'd have to be unconscious to not know that evil reigns. But that doesn't matter, because our God reigns. Amen? Amen. Right? Right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're thankful that you reign. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Darkness may try, but we can send it away crying, because darkness is defeated by the light of the Lord. And the darkness is defeated wherever we go. We just need to remember, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.